Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Vibe Coding for Beginners Made Easy by David M. Patel is a practical beginner guide to building websites, apps, games, and simple digital tools with AI coding assistance rather than conventional programming study. Positioned within the AI and software development category, it addresses readers who have ideas for software but little or no experience with HTML, CSS, JavaScript, GitHub, or development environments. The book presents Vibe Coding as a natural language-driven workflow in which a user describes what they want, collaborates with large language models and AI-first code editors, then tests and revises the generated output. Its purpose is not to teach computer science from first principles, but to lower the barrier between an idea and a functioning prototype, based on available descriptions. The book emphasizes step-by-step practice, tool setup, prompt writing, and rapid iteration, with attention to accessible platforms such as ChatGPT, Cursor, GitHub Copilot, Replit, and browser-based development environments. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Vibe Coding reframes software creation as AI-guided collaboration. The central idea of the book is that beginners can participate in software creation by directing AI systems in ordinary language. This differs from traditional coding education, where the learner normally begins with syntax, data types, control flow, and tool chain setup before producing anything useful. Patel presents Vibe Coding as a workflow in which the human contributes goals, context, examples, and judgment, while AI coding assistants generate much of the code and explain the next steps. The appeal of this framing is practical. It reduces the early friction that often stops non-programmers from testing an idea. It also treats the beginner not as a passive user of templates, but as a product thinker who can guide a system toward a specific result. The concept is especially distinct from classic no-code tools because it is not limited to pre-built visual components. Instead, the user can request custom behavior, interface changes, and troubleshooting help. The book therefore focuses on a new role for beginners, not replacing developers, but learning how to communicate requirements clearly enough for AI to produce usable software artifacts. Secondly, the toolset centers on AI assistants, code editors, and browser-based builders. A significant part of the book appears to focus on choosing and using the tools that make Vibe Coding possible. The listed ecosystem includes general AI assistants such as ChatGPT, AI-first editors such as Cursor, code completion systems such as GitHub Copilot, and online environments such as Replit. This matters because beginners often fail before writing code simply because local setup, dependencies, accounts, repositories, and editor configuration feel unfamiliar. By emphasizing beginner-friendly tools, the book narrows the operational burden and lets readers experience software creation sooner. Each tool occupies a different role. ChatGPT can help transform an idea into requirements, prompts, or explanations. Cursor can make code editing conversational and project-aware. GitHub-related tools introduce version control and collaboration concepts without requiring deep mastery at the start. Replit and similar browser-based platforms reduce installation problems by allowing experimentation in a ready environment. The practical value of this tool-oriented approach is that readers learn a workflow rather than a single app. Because AI coding tools change quickly, understanding the roles of assistant, editor, repository, and runtime is more durable than memorizing one interface. Thirdly, prompting is treated as the beginner equivalent of technical specification. The book gives importance to prompt writing because, in AI-assisted development, the quality of the instruction strongly affects the usefulness of the generated code. For a non-programmer, a prompt functions like a lightweight specification. It defines the purpose of the app, the intended user, the required features, constraints, style preferences, and success criteria. This is more concrete than simply asking an AI to make an app because vague prompts tend to produce generic or incomplete results. The book therefore positions natural language clarity as a core skill. A useful prompt might describe the desired screen layout, the type of data to collect, what should happen when a button is clicked, and what errors should be handled. The reasoning behind this emphasis is that beginners may not know programming syntax, but they can learn to describe behavior precisely. Prompting also supports iteration. If the first output is wrong, the user can ask for a fix, request explanations, isolate a bug, or ask the AI to modify only one feature. This makes development feel less like a one-time command and more like a structured conversation. Fourthly, rapid prototyping connects creative ideas to working digital products. Patel positions Vibe Coding around speed from idea to prototype, which is one of the book's main practical promises. Rather than encouraging readers to spend months preparing before building, the method prioritizes small functional projects that can be tested quickly. This is useful for solopreneurs, students, creators, and technically curious readers because many software ideas are uncertain until someone interacts with them. A simple app, landing page, calculator, game, or internal tool can reveal whether the concept is understandable, useful, or worth expanding. The book's references to real examples and video tutorials suggest a learning model based on doing rather than abstract theory. In this approach, the reader builds a minimal version, tests it, asks the AI for revisions, and gradually improves the result. The concrete reasoning is that rapid feedback compensates for limited technical background. A beginner may not fully understand every line of generated code, but can still evaluate whether the product works as intended. This shifts attention from perfect engineering to practical validation, while still introducing essential habits such as testing, revising, and organizing project requirements. Lastly, the beginner focus requires awareness of limits, testing, and maintainability, although the book is designed to make AI coding accessible. Its realistic value depends on understanding what vibe coding can and cannot do. AI assistants can generate code, suggest fixes, and explain concepts, but they can also produce errors, insecure patterns, outdated methods, or solutions that work only in narrow conditions. A beginner guide in this area is therefore most useful when it helps readers develop habits of verification. This includes running the project, checking each feature, asking the AI to explain unfamiliar code, testing edge cases, and keeping changes small enough to diagnose. The book is not presented as an advanced software engineering manual, so readers should not expect deep coverage of architecture, security auditing, scaling, or professional deployment pipelines. Its strength is in entry-level empowerment and practical experimentation. The limitation is that a functioning prototype is not always the same as production-ready software. This distinction is important because readers may build tools that handle data, user input, or public access. The most responsible takeaway is that vibe coding can accelerate creation, but users still need critical judgment, testing discipline, and gradual learning. In conclusion, Vibe Coding for Beginners Made Easy is best suited for readers who have software ideas but lack programming experience and do not want to begin with a conventional coding. A curriculum. It should be useful for creators, small business owners, students, educators, and solopreneurs who want to build simple apps, web tools, prototypes, or experimental products with AI assistance. Its practical benefit is that it translates the current AI coding moment into an approachable workflow to find an idea, prompt clearly, use an AI coding tool, test the output, and iterate. Its intellectual benefit is that it helps readers understand software creation as a conversation between human intent and machine-generated implementation. Compared with many beginner programming books, it stands out by not centering the first learning experience on syntax drills. Compared with typical no-code books, it stands out by showing how AI-generated code can support more customized projects than fixed visual builders often allow. The book is not likely to replace deeper study for readers who want professional engineering depth, but that is not its main purpose. Its value lies in giving non-technical readers a realistic starting point for participating in AI-assisted development while learning enough structure to move from vague idea to usable prototype. If you would like to support David M. Patel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.